Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to It Could Happen Here, the podcast about things happening that are bad and occasionally good, but all have to do with the fact that we're living in a society whose norms are crumbling as the environment also crumbles and political violence and a bunch of other horrible things become more normalized, trying to figure out how to not die, ideally, and occasionally how to thrive. And to that end, I have a guest today who has been kind of working lately on the how not to die in the face of things getting increasingly violent and aggressive out there. I want to welcome Jessica Keckler to the program. Jessica, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
So, Jessica, you know, we are, as listeners to the show and observers of just basic reality in the outside are aware, we're kind of going under living through a period of like panic and concerted aggressive attack on the rights and ability to exist of transgender people. That's has never not been a problem as long as there's been, you know, a Western civilization, but has increasingly been a problem the last year or so.
Yeah, it's really wild because when you take estrogen, when I started taking estrogen, it took like 10 years off of my face as far as age goes. But then in this past year, I think it put back five back on it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like it's stressful as hell out there. There has been a surge in violence, not just against trans people. Obviously, we've talked about in other episodes. There's been a surge in violence against Asian Americans, against LGBT Americans, but transgender people are much more likely than almost any other group in the United States to be attacked, and that has been increasingly reality for a lot of people. And you are one of a number of folks in that position who have been increasingly talking or who have found yourselves thinking about the necessity and value of being armed in order to defend yourself from that. And I want to talk a little bit about your background there and kind of what, how you kind of came to deciding that that was something that you wanted to not just do personally, but advocate for other people to do?
Yeah, I went through, well, calling it libertarian space is, it was many years, but, you know, and I collected a bunch of guns and, you know, I was like, oh, you know, cool. But then after I sort of worked through my childhood trauma and stuff, I, you know, started to feel a lot less threatened about things. And I just sort of, you know, I just sort of lost interest in them for a while. But then a friend of mine, Kendall Stevens, was telling me about a time when she was attacked in her home by a group of transphobes and just beaten almost to death. And that next morning, I reapplied for my carry permit.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, this is a story I was not aware of. I was aware, broadly speaking, there have been a number of attacks, including a number of fatal attacks in the last couple of years on particularly trans women. There was the murder of West Philadelphia woman Alicia Simmons in November of 2021. Shantae Tucker in Hunting Park in the fall of 2018. In May of 2019, Michelle Tamika Washington was shot to death in North Philly. And this is all like local to you. Oh, and also Dominique Ramey Fells was murdered in June of, I think, 2021. Right. And yeah, if people want to look this up, there's a couple of different articles. I'm looking at one on Billy Penn with the title, "After Surviving a Brutal Attack, Kendall Stevens Wants to Help Trans People Citywide." And yeah, it's a fucking harrowing story. You know, after surviving a number of different attacks from like people just kind of targeting her because she's trans, she was attacked in her home by six of her neighbors while her goddaughter, who was 12 years old, watched. It's a fucking horrifying story. So you, like, did you find out about what had happened, like, directly from her? Like, how does this kind of information hit you?
I was at there's a local trans group where we just, you know, get on Zoom and talk. And it was one of my first meetings. And actually, I think it was the very first. And she just told this whole story. And I was just, you know, it's like I always had this feeling of safety. But then it's just I realized, like, oh, that's, you know, like being white, I'm a little safer. But it's just like it's we're all, you know, it's really just realized, like, we're all in danger. You know?
Yeah, it's a matter of like a small number of degrees. It's not
Yeah.
So you're trying to deal with this and you're communicating. You've got this group where you're all sort of like chatting about, I'm guessing, just kind of like safety stuff, like, hey, here, you know, we should all be kind of keeping each other informed and trying to talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this is a thing for Philly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we mostly just shoot the shit and just, you know, talk things over and stuff like that. But she was something had come up and she recounted this whole story and it was just really made me go like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah. So you kind of are in this position where you own firearms, you're comfortable with them, you've been using them for a while. And number one, you get your permit, right? Like that's kind of the first thing you do. And then I'm guessing you start to think like, well, there's not a lot of other people that are in this kind of group I'm in that have this experience. Is that kind of like where
Right. Cause when I would talk to people before that, they would just sort of say like, yeah, I can see where you're coming with that. And, but once the attack started, I've heard a lot more people going like, yes, I need to do that too. You know?
Yeah. So I kind of want to know, cause I mean, what we're kind of building to is you've been putting together a class for trans folks in Philly to go to learn about how firearms function, the legality and legal concerns about being armed and like the steps they might need to go to if they decide to do that themselves. How does that idea kind of come together for you to actually like put this class together?
Okay. Well, I'm a member of the SRA, the Socialist Rifle Association, and they have classes they call Gundamentals. And it's just sort of a broad overview. If you've never picked up a gun before, it will tell you, you know, it'll give you just information on, you know, everything you need to before you use it. And I thought it'd be a good idea to just have a class with just my trans friends. And they were, of course, open to it. And it went really well. And I plan to do more in the future.
Yeah. So you're going through both sort of the basics of here's, and this is kind of a thing I think about a lot. I recently carried out a class for, I don't want to be too specific, but at-risk individuals in my local area that was a mix of, and I was not the one doing the stop the bleed portion primarily. We have people who are medical professionals, but it was a mix of a stop the bleed class and like a firearms familiarization class. And it was not from the perspective of like, hey, people need to be strapping up, so here's how to get a gun. But it was from the perspective of, hey, there's 400 million firearms in the United States. Whether, regardless of what you think about the legality, you should have a basic understanding of how they function and how to, since you're all adults, render a weapon safe, right? So we did, these fake bullet snap caps. So I would explain how an AR and a handgun works. And then we would have everyone take turns, kind of like we had with the stop the bleed portion, you know, where you teach people how to use a tourniquet. We would have everyone take turns arriving to the weapon, putting the weapon in their hands without like flagging everybody or putting their finger on the trigger, and then dropping the magazine and clearing it. And a lot of folks, the thing they expressed was like, as people who didn't necessarily want to be armed themselves, felt like I never knew how to like ask to have this experience, because normally when you're in the room with a firearm, it's because like maybe you're going to go shooting with somebody or something. So if you're not seeking out that experience to actually go to a range, it's kind of hard to sit with a gun and just understand the basics of how this thing functions and how to render it safe. And so there were a lot of folks who particularly were like, seemed to be grateful for just that experience to kind of like reduce the mystery around it and gain kind of a functional understanding of just the mechanics.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, the class was really good. I hadn't taken it before, but it's, you know, it shows like, they went through like the anatomy of a bullet, the anatomy of a gun, how it works, how to do it safely, how to, you know, like the four rules of gun safety, legal things. And it was just, it was a really good course.
Now, so you take this course, you know, you're in communication with these friends, you're dealing with like this constant drumbeat of attacks. You decide it's time to put together a course for people. How do you kind of work out what the syllabus is going to be for this?
Well, it's their whole, they have the whole class set up already. I just sort of, had a version just for my trans friends.
Yeah. So what did you kind of add to that or alter to that in order to like prepare it for this?
Not much. I just thought they would be more comfortable in a class with just us.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. And it also, do you think it helped that like, this isn't, because you know, the Socialist Rifle Association, you're attending that class, you're kind of like attending a class put on by an organization that has being both armed and political kind of in its name, which it maybe infers a little bit more commitment to something than the class kind of you put together on like a political level?
Yeah, it's not as hardcore as you might think from the name. It's just, it's mostly, they have the fundamentals class, they have the stop the bleed courses, kind of, you know, those kind of things. And I think there's theory discussions too. I haven't gone to any of them.
Yeah. And so you put this thing together, and the thing that you mentioned earlier when we were talking about this is kind of a discussion on like the particular legal concerns that trans people seeking to arm themselves might have in your area. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that because obviously when we talk about gun legalities, it varies wildly from state to state. So nothing that either of us say in this should be construed as legal advice for what you should do in your own area. You're going to have to check that out yourself.
Absolutely
but not. Yeah, I'm interested in what you saw as kind of worth putting in that section.
The big addition to bring up is that if you're not, if you don't present as your assigned gender at birth, the person who's running the check could say that, hey, this person is coming to me in a disguise, you know? And you could, in future, if you try to get a gun in the future, that could be on your record and people could use that to deny you. And
really? Mm-hmm. I had never heard about that. So that's like an actual, I mean, obviously like when you file the form 4473, and one of the problems I know from just talking to friends that you encounter is that like if your gender does not match like what's on your legal documents and stuff, right, you have to write what's on your legal documents on the form because it's a government form. Although the 4473, which is the background check form, does now allow you to put in non-binary if that is like, but you still have to have it on your legal documents.
Right. And we're mostly used to that for everything else, but it's just the fact that they could specifically target you.
Yeah, I was actually unaware of that as a specific problem, like that you could be accused of like showing up in disguise to do what's called a straw purchase, you know, which is when you illegally buy a gun for somebody else. I didn't realize that was So were there kind of other things to like keep in mind there? Like, because I'm sure we have a lot of folks listening who are in this same headspace right now, because again, things aren't getting a lot less scary out there. I mean, I can say just within the last couple of years, probably around half of the people that I shoot with on a regular basis are trans, just because like it's you're the folks who are being kind of most directly targeted and have the least institutional support, obviously.
Yeah, and we have like people in Congress openly calling for our executions, and it's just,
yes,
that's a feeling, you know? It's like,
yeah,
that's not something I've ever experienced before, but it's like, yeah, you have like nationally famous politicians just saying like, yes, we need to kill every one of them. And it's like, good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like, you know, I think we talk a lot on the show when we do talk about being armed, and I've just talk a lot in my personal life about like sort of where what the left should be doing in terms of like a gun culture and like the kind of pitfalls that need to be avoided, because obviously the solution to like the discrepancy of arms in the left and the right in this country is not to recreate what the right wing has, because what the right wing has is like vicious and insane.
Oh, it's garbage.
Yeah, garbage. Yeah, it's bad. You don't want that.
No.
But so obviously like one of the things that I tend to think of as silly is like the folks who are, and I don't think this is a particularly large chunk, but you do get people who are kind of look at being armed from like a, and then we're, you know, this is so that we can, you know, be the new Red Army insurgent type thing, which I think is a less realistic use case of firearms on the left than the police are not going to protect our community.
Yeah.
There are a shitload of people with guns who hate us. And, you know, honestly, like one of the, when I think about like, what are the threats that are realistic and what are the threats when we talk,
well,
obviously this
I mean,
show that we're on. Yeah.
The way they're doing the, you know, you have, like Tucker Carlson saying like, oh, another week in Weimar and, you know, making all these things and they're sort of like all these trans people. It's like, someone should do something. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, exactly, and that's the when we're on a show right now that started out as me talking about, hey, I think people who are, I think the threat of a massive civil conflict in the United States is higher than people guess, and that broadly speaking is mainstream now. There is a strong mainstream understanding that some sort of civil conflict is possible. It's still when people talk about it primarily in the terms of like this big civil war type thing, which I think is broadly speaking, probably pretty silly.
Yeah.
What's not silly is the breakdown of expectations of social mores and things like you can't show up in a big armed group and start killing people that you have on a list who are folks that you have decided because they're trans, because whatever are your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the things that I'm kind of concerned we're going to see at some point in the future is a fucking mob gets spun up and go and take out some people on their list. And I'm not sure what that list is going to be, but you know, there's a couple of people who pay attention. There's a couple of broad possibilities as to who would be targeted. And then local law enforcement say, we're not going to choose to do anything about this.
Yeah.
We're not going to, and again, this I'm not coming up with this because this is like a bleak, I know you are well aware of this, but like we had an abortion clinic burnt down earlier this year. And I think it was Kentucky. And the police refuse to investigate it, right? Like this kind of shit already happens, you know?
Yeah. It was, for a while, it was like, okay, well, they're not really going to do anything. And then it's like, then they started coming after our kids and just like, I almost didn't survive my adolescence. So I know just how much pain those kids are in. And, and then it's like, okay, then they got rid of Roe versus Wade. And it's like, okay, they're not just posturing anymore. I mean,
they're
stochastic violence is like, you know, hey, someone should do something was bad enough, but then it's like, okay, they're on a tear here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So you're put together this class for folks who, I'm going to guess, most of them had not, number one, didn't have much experience with weapons, firearms prior to this, and probably also had not, prior to, you know, the last year or two, thought that they would ever be someone considering purchasing armaments.
Yeah. I mean, some of them said that, you know, they grew up, you know, in rural places and grew up with guns and stuff, but haven't touched them since they were kids. So.
Right. You, were there any kind of like specific questions that you got that you found were interesting or kind of like surprising? Like, I'm kind of interested in sort of what sort of things people had to ask.
Not in particular. I think everyone was just sort of just trying to learn everything and just all like that.
Yeah. Has there been sort of like any further discussions about like, well, what comes next, right? Like after the sort of basic class of people decide to start purchasing like firearms, step two is like train in order to use them functionally, right? Like it's not a kind of thing you can just have.
Yeah. The next step for my, the group of friends that I have, I'm planning to, you know, go to a range with them. And I mean, we have to sort of find what ranges are most friendly, but yeah. So we're probably going to do that and just see how it goes with everyone.
I mean, I know that where I am, one thing that people will do is, you know, you'll have folks who will kind of go out and be kind of a little guinea pigs for like, is this gun store a friendly place? Right. Like, right? Like, is this a place we can go and buy weapons and not, and have people like respond well? Is this range a friendly place? And then kind of we'll spread that to the rest of the community that like, hey, this is a safe place to shoot or this is a safe place to buy. Have you guys been kind of like setting stuff up like that or what?
No, not yet, but that is the next step. Really trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And when it comes to like just organizing for the increasing hostility that people are facing, has it kind of pushed you to do anything more formal with like the communications groups you have in terms of like, you know, I'm going on a walk at night. I need somebody to be able to like call or something like that. I'm worried I'm being followed. Like, has this been the kind of thing that you've been like setting up more in the way of precautions around?
Not so much, because most of us just live in the city and we're usually pretty okay with that. We'll just have, you know, friends nearby, you know, nothing so formal.
Yeah. I mean, which is, I think how most people kind of do it. What do you sort of like watching out right now? What is kind of, I don't know, the thing you like, do you have anything sort of on the horizon that you're sort of looking at as, you know, if this happens, then I'm going to expect this to happen. And like, you know, maybe we need to do this will be time for some kind of more formal plans?
It's hard to say. I've just been sort of just watching all of this horrible stuff unfold.
Everything happens so fast. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, I didn't think they were going to get rid of Roe. So it was just, I don't know what's coming next. I'm just realizing it's like, it's so serious. It's actually getting to the point where I'm just sort of seeing myself just trying to make amends with people in my past. And it's like, you just take a step back and look at yourself like, oh, wow, it really is getting bad. That I just subconsciously, I'm just thinking I should make peace with some of these people.
That's pretty bleak. Yeah. I'm struggling for like something more positive to say, which I'm not sure is kind of the right impulse, but it is sort of like, we're all kind of like grappling for, 'cause one of the problems is that the scale of the threat, I think, is, or the reality of the threat is very clear to people, right? Whether you're kind of a centrist dim and you just see like, oh shit, there's actually like a lot of like militia type folks with guns talking about a civil war and they almost took over Congress. Mm-hmm. This is a real threat. Or whether you're, you know, a trans person or, you know, an indigenous person or a migrant or something, somebody who's, you know, here in the country in a less than legal fashion. And you're seeing like, oh, there's specific threats against groups, people like me, and they're being more organized and more attacks are being carried out. The reality of the threat is, I think, clear in differing degrees to everybody. What's not clear is the scope and the shape of it, right? So we know there's a lot of like armed right-wing assholes talking about violent shit. We don't know is, are they ever going to get their shit together, right? Like enough to do so, like, well, and to what extent and in what areas, right?
My take on that is, I think that, you know, it's like the enemy is strong and weak at the same time, of course. But I think with us, they really don't expect any resistance. And I think that if they start meeting resistance or seeing us with that, like, hey, we have the same rifles you do, you know?
Yeah.
I think that might, you know, hold them off a little bit at least.
I think that's generally like a, if you're kind of like, I don't know, thinking about it from that, from the perspective of like, in kind of a soulless, like top-down view of this is just a strategic thing. Like, what are the best ways to oppose this kind of like right-wing insurgent force? Well, like obviously one of them is not to like hand them ground, right? Like don't do the thing that you see a lot of people on the left doing, which is, oh, they're coming for, you know, trans people. Well, that's not, you know, there's been a lot of like very ugly talk on certain chunks of liberals and left of like, well, you know, if we defend these people, that's going to be bad for us in an electoral sense, you know? And like,
well,
you know,
Hillary Clinton
isn't something that gets you votes in small. Exactly. Hillary Clinton just fucking came out and said this, right?
Yeah, just throw us under the bus.
It's, I think historically is a bad strategy. You know, if you're just looking at what happened in history, obviously I think it's immoral. And I also, I think that you are right in that the only reason that they're this scary right now is because for the better part of 20 years, a little less than that, but this really started to accelerate after Obama got elected.
Oh, yeah.
Every time the far right has like pushed for something and like made a stink or started making threats, people have backed off, right? And even outside of, you know, threats to specific communities, there was shit like the MIAC report, which is in like the mid of Obama's term, the Homeland Security put out a report warning about the growth of the domestic militia movement. Mm-hmm. And they like made a big, they flipped out about it and were like, look, they're saying that if you have a Gadsden flag, you're a domestic terrorist and all this stuff. And the Obama backed off and fired all of the people in the federal government who were like watching this shit, which we can talk about the degree to which it's ever reasonable to hope that the feds are going to do anything about this. Right. But it's an example of this. You get scared that opposing these people is going to be bad for you politically. And so you make a craven political decision to cede ground to them. And then they get more dangerous,
well,
right?
It seems like that's like what the Democrats have just been doing lately. I mean, just last several decades, really.
Hold up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's such like a minefield to talk about being armed and being armed responsibly in the context of 21st century United States, because there's so much to juggle, including the fact that we have basically nearly weekly massacres and stuff being committed by people who go and pick up a gun from, you know, a sporting goods store or whatever. But
and almost all fascists.
Yeah, and they're almost all fascists with the history of violence towards women. But it is like, I think when we are talking about what it is, the actual importance on both an individual level of being, the importance on an individual level of people who are in threatened communities being armed is that they cannot trust the police or the state to take any actions to protect them. And we see that because they get thrown under the fucking bus
My friend Kendall said after her attack that the police just sort of dismissed her. They just sort of like, oh, you know, it was just sort of dead. Yeah, you know, they like misgendered her, just like just complete, you know, disinterest.
And and obviously, like this is a thing. You don't have to. There's a bunch, numerous other stories of that. And then on the other end of things, you have like. Most of these people, one of the things we have in our corner, as like scary as the insurgent right is most of them are fucking cowards. And very when much. They get opposed, when somebody shows up and throws down, usually they fucking, it's one thing if it's like a street fight, right? Because people don't tend to get killed in street fights and you can make a lot of money filming videos of it. when people start pulling straps, you know, like it gets really different really fucking quickly. Right. And it in general... We've seen in Portland, there have been a couple of these folks shot in defensive shootings. Yeah. And it's part of why that kind of stuff doesn't happen as much as it was in 2018. You saw that shit happen in Denver, and it had an effect on the intensity of rallies there. When these people are, it would be irresponsible to say that it's like good when this happens, but when they suffer consequences for trying to hurt people, it scares some of them
away. It's the classic bully thing, really. You know, it's just, if you stand up to them, they'll realize, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I this has just kind of turned into us sort of talking about the ethics of of community self-defense, but I think it's something, I think it's important to talk about, and I think it's also important to kind of reclaim from this kind of masturbatory fantasy of becoming a Minuteman or whatever, and also this masturbatory fantasy of like, this is something, this is a thing I do as like part of my identity, as opposed to like, this is a thing that I do in order to defend my ability to continue to be who I am.
Right. I'm not a radical. I just want to be alive, you know? And if I'm not, if I have to detransition, I will not want to be alive. And that's that.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to get into, while we're talking today, Jessica?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, do you have anything you wanted to plug? Any place you wanted to kind of direct people?
Well, there's the SRA, because that's, if someone wanted to at home wanted to do their own thing, the SRA would probably be very receptive. I'm sure there's other organizations.
Yeah, there's John Brown Gun Clubs and stuff, and other organizations that don't have names.
And on a personal level, I make bondage collars and paddles. It's called Bondage Robot. It's an Etsy store. It's bondage-robot.com.
Excellent.
That's right.
So bondagerobot.com. Check that out. You're also on Twitter. Do you want to direct people?
Yeah, it's.
That's where I found
it. Yeah, Jessica Kalashnikov. Just figure it out. You'll see it.
All right. That is going to be our episode for the day. Everybody, stay safe and, you know, think about the ethics of community self-defense. It's important.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.